music, entertainment, black culture. We're listening to.
And I'm counting every one of y'all until I get to a million.
I ain't gonna lie though. I can't get no scared. I mean, I killed myself driving shit like that.
You feel like you need to smoke?
Yeah, I need to smoke. Like, weed is my
I don't know, bro. It sounds like an addiction. You think you addicted?
Man, boy, fuck you.
You think you addicted, bro? That's what it sounds like. A whole addiction out here, man.
You man, straight? I just started smoking like a week ago. Wait.
Swear nigga, a week ago?
Hey, I think bullshit.
I think you bullshit.
Oh, my mama, I think you bullshit.
You just rode a backwood. Yeah, smooth as fuck. This nigga just
asked for a bottle of water and everything.
Man, what the fuck did my man? Hey, D. D. Man, when I started smoking?
When you smoking?
Yeah. Nah, listen, he
said 2020, bro.
Nah, he ain't saying I've been smoking in 2020. Man, when I just started smoking weed, man.
What did you just say? You smoked last year.
Man, I swear to God, I just done. I've been smoking probably about a month now. I swear to God.
You just said a week, nigga. You can't lie for man, shit. Man,
the D ain't no help, bro.
Man, we got the man's right here. He would have. Hey, he already.
Look at his head turn. That nigga got his head turn. He can't even make eye contact.
Why the hell? I'm gonna show you that. All
right, what's up, then?
Man, why the hell? Man, I ain't say yesterday. I been smoking my good
month. Good month, good week, good month.
Decent.
Man, what the hell? What you call? What the hell? Man, what the hell? What's good?
You just in here, won't
you? Yeah, that's my day one. Hey, Long.
So everything is good. Everything is good.
Yeah, we're good. We're recording on here. Yeah.
Hey, Long, how long I been smoking weed, man? When I just started smoking. All right.
But he wasn't here though. I trusted that valley. He wanted to
hear. I swear to God, I just started smoking. Like I used to smoke. Like.
He told him what kind of interview that is. Here
go. You kissing that blood, ain't you, bro?
But shit, let's get into it. What's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy, Million.
And you have now tuned in to Listening to Millions.
This is deeper than a podcast. I'm trying to tell y'all, y'all need to come sit down with us, bro.
And today we have a very, very special guest. Hey, yo, Quan, introduce yourself, man.
Man, my name is Loki Quan from Fort Valley, Georgia. And I'm 32.
That was not my guess.
Yeah, I'm
32. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I thought you were like 25, 26. I ain't gonna count to you.
Nah, heck, man. You think I'm that for real?
Oh, God.
You look about 40, bro. Nah, I'm fucking with you.
I ain't even 21.
Oh, damn. You're not even 21, bro. Wait, how tall are you? How old are you, bro? Mm-hmm. Same age, 20? Damn. Yeah, what the fuck they feeding you on nigga?
Yo, no, shit, you're crazy, bro. I'll be 21 next month. April 3rd.
April 3rd?
Next month? That's damn near next week. That is next week.
That's next week, bro.
That's next Sunday. Dude, what made you? How are you doing today, man?
I'm good. You be smoking it.
You be feeling better if you had that one. Hey, if they want no dorm room, who's in a real studio? I got you, but
we can't even.
I can't even do it, my boy.
I ain't gonna lie, we really could when they shot at the studio. There was only y'all though. If y'all could.
You got a studio out here?
Hey, yes, you got a studio down. My home, but actually, I own the studio.
What? Which studio?
A studio called Vine. He said he gone with his girl.
Oh, he out with his girl.
Yeah. Said, locked in right here. It ain't no problem.
Yeah,
man.
He loved that man.
Damn, you single out here, bro?
Huh?
You single out here?
You said who?
Single.
Oh, who's single?
You.
Man, I'm going with me.
I'm going with me.
What does that mean, bro?
You say you gotta be patient, man.
What y'all call him? Y'all got down, you feel?
Doing
me.
I'm crazy.
What
is it?
Man, when you catch your female team, what you tell you? I ain't doing nothing.
I'm chilling.
I'm chilling. That's one. Nah, I ain't gonna lie to all jokes out. I ain't gonna girl. Like, generation, my whole like.
You said the generational hood.
Like their generation, my generation. Mm. Man, yeah, their generation, the era, whatever you can call it. Yo, like nothing for them.
He say 1,000 up for 100.
Damn,
yeah, that's why that she finna jump out her seat.
No, I'm just.
Oh, what you finna jump in their defense? No, they're not defending y'all.
Ain't loyal.
Oh my mom,
bro, you
why
gotta.
Why you say that?
Man, listen. Every female done dealt with Jay, like, so I ain't gonna lie, shit. I'm trying to think like I'm more of an open person, like. I tell you, like, you might, like, say this, I shoot my shot at you, and you may be, like, with my attention in. I'm just gonna tell you out the real, like, I'm trying to fuck, like, it's just me, I'm a man, before anything, I'm gonna tell you, I ain't gonna lie, jump my fake relationship, no, none of that for no pussy.
That works for you, bro.
Man, listen.
I mean, I'd rather a guy be true in his intentions.
No, that's such cap, bro.
No, but that's for
my
me.
My mom, that's cap.
That's for
that's
me.
So cap.
That's so cap. You cannot sit here and tell me you out here telling bitches, I'm just trying to fuck, bro. And they just gonna fuck.
I can call a bitch right now and tell her suck my dick right now. Promise to God, where you at?
I believe it, because I can do the same
shit. I can do the same shit, but exactly. you had to establish something first.
Like, I ain't gotta establish shit.
So you mean to tell me you're just walking up to females, hey, let's fuck.
Man, I can walk up to a female like, you feel like, hey, how you doing? You feel like, what's your name? My name, whoop doo, your name, whoop doo. You feel, we make talk, get to know where we from and shit like that, though. But I ain't gonna lie, when she hit me with that question, like, she like, what your intentions is with me? You feel me? Because female love to tell me that, like, I know how all niggas is. What your intentions is? That what I'm gonna tell you, like, I wanna fuck right now. Right now, that what got my attention. You feel me? You got a night body, you feel me? Like,
you got a night
body. Bro, I'm telling you, like, bro, you, man, I don't know, bro. Like, maybe I just raised different. Like, you just like, I'm real female. Like,
I feel
like, I'm
the same way.
You think I'm finna fake a whole 3 years for some pussy?
Hell no.
You think I'm finna be in a relationship? No one's finna be fucking that bit. You feel me? Mm. Like, I ain't gonna say I won't settle down. I ain't just like, I ain't fucking
like. Because you're making it sound like you're part of the generation of hoes.
Man, right. I ain't saying like, I'm a hoe. I ain't no hoe. I'm a slut maker. I ain't a hoe. I'm just a slut maker.
You a slut
maker? Like, you feel me? I ain't a hoe now. I'm a slut maker.
What's the difference?
Man, come on, man. What is hard?
Men can't be hoes?
Who?
Men?
What you consider yourself? I consider myself single being happy.
Single being happy.
Yeah, what I consider.
So
if a woman was to say that,
what I'm making.
If a woman was to say that,
you feel me? That what it is.
The definition of what I'm making.
You feel me?
But what if a girl say though?
Not for bitch tell me, like, I ain't gonna say that. But for female tell me, I'm a hoe. I'm gonna kick you high with you. Cause I know what I am. I'm not even saying lying.
No, I'm saying, what if a girl say, I ain't no hoe. I'm just
single and happy.
Single and happy.
Yeah, you single and happy. We both single and happy. We single and happy. Living life. I'm young. Hey, man, come on, man.
Damn, okay. I like that, bro. I like that. Shit, we haven't even got into what this nigga does, bro.
Yes, man.
Go ahead and tell us what you do for a living, bro.
Who is Low-Key Quan?
Like, I ain't even gonna see. Boy, is that, like, yeah. I really make music, but it's the reason why I do it. You feel me? Like, more people might think, like he a rapper, so like he fast, so that's why he do it. Like, nah, yeah, and I was dealing with depression when I found out I could rap. You feel me?
You said you was dealing with
depression. Yeah, I was dealing with depression, like real, like cut every tattoo I got, like, you feel me? They're like, where I done cut myself in, so I done got tattooed to jihad. You feel me? See, I'm more open with it now, cause you feel me? Like, I done kind of found my happy play type shit, but you feel me? Like, yeah, that's why I started doing rap.
You know, so.
Yeah, but as a young, you feel me? Like, everybody got a background. You feel me?
That's true.
Through stuff. It was just like, I was just one of the ones, like, when I was young, I went through shit I ain't supposed to do. Like, I was saying shit at an early age that I shouldn't even understood what the fuck it was.
And you know what? Me and Mill was talking about that. Like, in the Fort Valley area, I feel like when y'all growing up, y'all don't have access to the same shit that I had in Atlanta, she had in South Carolina, he had in goddamn Covington. Like,
growing up, like, right, I ain't gonna say what, my mom, I ain't, you feel me? Like, my mom didn't get on her feet until, like, that we probably, like, almost and shit, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But like, before then, like, I was young, able to understand like what the fuck going on. Like, my mom was struggling, late for bill. I knew what the fuck eviction order was at that time. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, most kids don't know what that is. Like, you probably walk up to the 6 year old, like, what is eviction order? You feel me? Like, me, like, I knew what it was.
Right.
You feel me? Cause I was actually seeing this shit. Like, my mom went high and shit from her. You feel me? Like, she wasn't that type of person, like, oh, these my kids, I don't want them to see that. Like, you feel me? Like, she let me know what the fuck was going on. You feel me? I'll throw a kid like that. You feel me?
Do you feel like that helped or hurt it or hurt you?
You feel me? Both. You feel me? It hurted me because, you feel me? Like, I ain't want to see my mama going through shit like that.
Yeah.
Knowing I had a dad and he's supposed to be a man, he's supposed to, you feel me? But, you feel me? Like, it helped me, though. It helped me to become the person I am. You feel me? Because if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be sitting having to talk with y'all.
So, when you say that you was, like, cutting yourself and you was going through depression, have you felt like you changed? Are you dealing with it a little bit better, or are you still going through that?
Not really. You feel like weed up, man. You feel?
And that's what I was saying. Like, it was kind of a joke when I was saying that it may have been an addiction, but like, my guy, like, I don't think that's like healthy. You know.
I feel like, see, I ain't gonna lie. Before weed, I used to just drive myself in the studio. Like, I go to the studio like, every day, and like, it got to a point where like, I was like, man, fuck the studio shit. Like, cause like, I started realizing like, when I get angry, mad, no matter how I'm feeling, I can be sad. It's like the studio was the go-to place. It's right. Just like, I kept using that as a place to run away from everything and just not face shit no more. It's just like, I had to sit down and face this shit. Like, I'm grown now, you feel me? You can't run from everything, you feel me? That shit will follow you. Mm-hmm. So it got to a point like, man, shit, I be high-faced my shit. Fuck it, yeah.
I feel it. So how often do you be in the studio now?
You feel me? Like, I ain't gonna lie, see, probably when I leave here, I probably won't even go to the club. Even though that was my plan, I probably won't even go. I probably go book a studio session. I probably won't even go.
So you feel like music is like your happy place?
Yeah, you feel me? That my happy place. Like, real life. Like, I love that shit. Like,
I feel it, bro. It helped. What's your overall goal? Like, what do you see yourself being in 10 years?
In 10 years? Like, I really say in 3 years, what I see myself being. In 3 years, I really see myself, like, being big in the rap, man. You feel me? Like, because I got a voice, you feel me? Like, everybody tell me that I don't ever make. You feel me? So, like, with me, I say 3 years top. I'd be big, but within 10 years, I want to have my own family that I can start, you feel me? Mm. I want to be doing real estate then, because I don't plan on doing rap forever. Mm. You feel me? Like, I don't want to be like Boots at like 35, you feel me? Even though I look up to Boots, but I just don't want to be hit age still doing music. Mm. But you feel me? Like, man, I want to be doing more shit then. You feel me?
So, like, did you ever see Fort Valley State University as an option for you, or did you just, like, did you have any aspirations of going to college, or was it just music or whatever I got to do to make it?
Damn,
y'all
was young.
You
feel me?
You still are young, bro.
You still are young.
I was young, but it was just
be
like.
Younger than me.
Right, that time I was on shit like, man, bro, man, my mom was straight on like, yeah, this shit ain't paying no bills, school ain't doing shit. Fuck, I was smart, you feel me?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, like, ain't on the road student, but you feel me? Like, man, this shit ain't paying. Like, man, my mom broke your head. I went to church outfit school every day. Mm. For like, what? My middle school through what? From middle school all the way to what I want to say, probably about 7th grade, right when I started just getting right type shit. Was like, fuck that, I'm just feeling fuck. I'm from Japanese Street, fuck that. Mm. So shit, I was like, man, I know a lot of them. That shit really took a toll on me though.
Damn. So have you ever thought about like doing some therapy or anything like that?
Yeah, no. Same. I'm crazy. Shit, man.
What you mean? So that's so Trey. You tell them about how you've been through your therapy. Right, indeed, so have like, you ever done therapy?
No.
Okay. All right. So like with me, like when I was down bad and I was depressed, it was really when my grandma died type shit. Cause I ain't gonna care. I ain't have an upbringing that was like where I was exposed to a lot of trauma and shit. So the first traumatic thing I really went through on my own was when my grandma died. Cause I was in a completely different state by myself, and that shit just made me shut down. I was anxious as fuck. For no reason, and then it helped me like center myself because I was able to talk to somebody who didn't have some type of ulterior motive. Like I feel like my mom be watching this shit, but I feel like my mom would call me crazy before my therapist.
You feel me? That I feel like you feel me. It don't really see. I can sit down and talk to y'all about it, but like how I can sit down and talk to y'all, I can't just do that with my family. You feel me?
Yeah.
The way I took it, the shit that we went through, they didn't take it that way. You feel me? Everybody got a stronger mindset. You feel me? See, it didn't traumatize them how it traumatized me, you feel me? Because, like, I ain't gonna say we got it now, but you feel me? Like, we're doing better than what we used to do. Mm-hmm. So, you feel me? Like, they happy with the position they in, but you feel me? They still want to be bigger than that. But it's just like me, like that shit gonna always be in the back of my mind. Like, damn, I really went through that. Like, I can't forget about shit like that, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, that's just something I can't forget.
But I don't think that therapy is there to make you forget. It's gonna be there to help you cope with it.
Nah, you know? See, I ain't gonna lie. I don't really be trying to cope with it. You feel, I be trying to find a way to forget, but it just like, the more I try to forget, it like, the more it just, I see it. Mm. So I be like, man, fuck that.
Damn. So when you said that y'all had like a struggle, what did he say? He said trauma mindset or a struggle, his family has a trauma mindset. What's he
yeah,
say?
Yeah, like they have a stronger mindset.
Yeah, struggle mindset.
Struggle mindset. Can you explain they have a
stronger.
Oh, a stronger yeah. mindset.
Yeah, they got a stronger saying, mindset than I got.
Yeah, because he was saying like, they was just able to say, fuck it. Yeah,
like, you feel me? It happened to happen.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, we're doing better than that. See, with me, it was like, shit, man, like, this shit happened. Like,
right.
I'm trying to get in a position to where I ain't never got to go through that shit again. Like, I don't even want to see us go through that. You feel me? So, that type shit I be on.
Right.
Feel me? I ain't even trying to go back to some shit like that. That shit horrifying.
So to take a deeper dive into the music, what you said that the depression got you started. So what was the first song you ever recorded? And what was that about?
I tell you crazy though. Like, see, the first song that I ever did, I was rapping, but like I was pooping for it. Then like they like ride the time. Like I'm trying to find out like, do I want to rap or like, do I want to jig out there and jig around niggas and shit like.
Yeah.
So then ride the time. I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm dropping song CB for the thing. I dropped a song. I was 15 when I dropped my first song. I had to perform a week after I dropped it. They had it on a club that I had called Seduction on. I had to perform. So boom, man. So I really like before. I really want to play that bit, but I ain't gonna take my
song. Play it, bro.
Let's hear the growth. We gotta hear the growth.
We gotta hear that patience. That shit hard. That shit you did right there in the middle of the road by goddamn.
That shit was hard as fuck, bro. And I can't believe because I drive past that shit all the time.
And I'm like, damn, how the fuck did he do this? And I ain't even.
When did y'all record that?
See, it was on shit like boom. I ain't hit up my manager. Hit up, but it was like goddamn. They were like, goddamn, hey, we trying to shoot low key video, little stand up mic shit. They like, shit, we fucking with your artwork and shit. So boom, he like, shit, all right, bitch, send them on. Paid for it. So nigga, my homeboy, like, they younger than me though. Like, they not even checking them out, y'all gotta check them out too.
All right.
So they fucked around and got down, shot they shit. But they used, where they shot it was gonna be the place where I was gonna shoot it. So I was just like, damn, like, fuck, I ain't got no words to shoot though. So I really from just canceled the video. Man, I was on shit like shit, what y'all wanna do shit? When nobody saying, I like, man, fuck that, let go to state you. We were high, I like, man, fuck that, let go to state you. So they thinking I'm playing, they like, yo, you for real? I'm like, yeah, let go to state you, they're shooting better road. Like shit with the word they can have, put it into the league, we gonna leave. If y'all ain't finished that down top of their ass and begging, I ain't doing nothing. You know, I'm getting fucked up.
Right.
And shit, we shot that bitch, yeah. That's what it was. That wasn't even a plan, like, that shit wasn't even a plan. That shit just happened, like, shit, we just gonna go shoot. Like, that shit just happened.
That shit fire, bro.
No cap, that shit was, I'm like, damn.
You feel like your music is taking you, like, do you see it moving right now?
Oh, for sure. I ain't gonna lie, I don't see it. The thing that I do hate about rap, it's just like, I ain't gonna say I hate it, it's just something I don't agree with. It's the attention shit, like.
What you mean?
Like, I ain't never been an attention type person. You know, you feel like in school, you could be a class clown and shit, like. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, that shit different from then to now, like, see, now you like, everywhere I go, like, oh, but you just dropped that pop my shit, you feel me? It feel good, but it's just like, I'm still an ordinary nigga, like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ain't gonna lie though, I don't do rap for the money, no none of that. You feel me? Like, it would be lovely for that. But it's just like, nah, that's just something I love to do. Like, this shit really helped me with something. Like, you feel
it's
me?
A passion.
You feel me? It's like, shit really helped me with something.
That's dope, bro. That's dope.
Yeah, that's good that you found something you're passionate about. So, like, what did you call that first song? Like, how it go? Sing how it went, man.
Man, I promise y'all. Hey, let me smoke the blood and I promise y'all. I sang the whole song.
Damn, this nigga is blood. Shit, bro.
I got the finesse. It's a finesse game, baby.
It really is,
I got the bro. Finesse. So, what y'all want this song? Let me move it. What up?
Ooh, I can't risk my job in my house.
Hey, you said it was a bad song, bro.
Hey, listen up, man. I tell you after the video, you worry about it. I tell you.
That's a bet, though. But, okay, so from that point to now, have you seen the growth in yourself?
Yeah. Like, man, y'all remember the nigga named Brother Asian?
Brother
Asian, man, y'all probably ain't know him. Man, my dumb ass made a song just like that, man. Like, I was using his voice, though. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he was copying that. He was being a copycat.
Chill out. Chill out.
But you've been finding your own voice though, because when I listen to your shit, granted I haven't been listening to too much, but I was like, ain't nobody really sounding like your ass.
Yeah. And then like you had said a couple things about your upbringing within the music, especially in that song Patience, that like really caught my ear. And a lot of times when I listen to like a lot of people that we have on the show, a lot of times I don't get like intrigued by their music. Like I see what they're trying to do, but it'd be like.
It's just music,
but like when I heard your shit, like I felt the passion, and like exactly what you're talking about. Like when you said that you were like you started making music because you were depressed, I understood everything you was talking about within the songs. So, with that being said, like what is your favorite song that you made, like in general?
I ain't gonna say outspoken. I feel like my favorite song that I made that I like the most would be Unforgettable Pain.
Okay,
that was just like a song where like I really. got deep into what I was dealing with, but I was just like, I ain't trying to get into it.
What all were you talking about in that song?
Basically, like, the shit, I ain't gonna say basically everything I went through, but it was like pieces and bits. You
feel
me? Like, I ain't the only one that went through shit I went through, so I be trying to connect to other people, you feel me, that go through the same shit. So it be on some shit, like, you feel me? Like, I ain't in this shit alone, you feel me? Mm.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, people feel like, for like, you a hood nigga, like, why you don't act like a hood nigga? Like, man, fuck that hood shit, like, that shit gonna. Man, you gotta be dead somewhere, like, you feel me? You gotta get that shit up one day, you feel me? I'ma always stand on my teeth. I ain't going for nothing. But it's just like, everywhere you go, bro, like, you can't always be a hood, nigga, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. I was watching this interview once that there's a nigga explaining the difference between a hood nigga, a real nigga, and a street nigga. See, is there a difference?
A hood nigga, yeah. A hood nigga gonna, you feel me, gonna look out, gonna feed his family. That's a hood nigga, you feel me? Street nigga, that's a crab dummy. Yeah, he ready to do anything. He looking for money. He on some goofy shit. I ain't no street nigga. I ain't with it. But okay. I'm a hood nigga. I'm tight nigga. Like, I done been through shit. Like, I'm trying to prevail. I ain't trying to do all the other crazy ass shit. Eat goofy nigga doing. Like, a street nigga, every day he wake up, he want to go sit at the store, sell weed, and do little goofy ass shit to get a little couple dollars. So a hood nigga trying to get out the hood. He trying not to come back. Next time he do come back, he want to be able to show his ass. You feel? Mm. That type of shit I'm on.
So then what's a real nigga?
See, a real nigga. And me. I'm a real.
Hey, I love it, bro. I love it, bro. That shit really fire. So you never wanted it. Like, you never ever caught yourself being a street nigga, though?
Yeah, you feel me? You gonna grow up.
You
like,
feel
the way
like
I grew up, you feel me? I had to be one.
Yeah.
A street nigga?
I ain't proud of the shit I did, but you feel me? Like, what?
What made you get out of that mindset, though?
Man, struggling. You feel me? Like, I went to see how my older brother was, you feel me? Like, they were working jobs and shit, like, so it was on shit, like, y'all boy, motion, like, I never do that working job, you feel me? It was on shit, like, we all screwed and died, looked at it. But, like, when niggas just realized what was going on, like, man, I'm trying to be like my older brother, you feel me?
Oh, so you actually, you're the youngest brother?
Yeah, I'm the last one.
Oh, okay, okay. One. So you have role models,
14 of us, and I'm the last one.
Damn, 14? 14
of y'all?
Nah, not... Not by my mom, by my daddy.
Oh, yes, sir. I love it. No, let me chill.
He was out there.
He was out there like a Rolling Stone, bro.
Yeah, fuck what I'm saying. I was out there digging shit. Fuck that digging shit. Where folk was playing.
I said, damn, 14, bro.
14 in the house.
Well, I ain't gonna say, well, he ain't my real daddy, but shit, my stepdad. So. My real daddy, I fuck with him, but I don't. You feel me?
Yeah.
Nigga, you finna be that bitch 21 years of my life. You feel me? Like, you still my daddy, though, but you ain't never did shit, man. Right. Out of my whole life, my daddy probably bought me, my real dad, I can remember this shit, like, nigga bought me 2 pair of shoes, 2 collar shirts, 2 on khaki pair of pants, school, nigga. The first time he ever bought me something. He had to bought me some bones, some Black Forces, some, he had some ugly ass diamonds, you remember diamond shirt too?
Yeah.
Man, them bitches had, first day came out, I had to pick them bitches up.
Damn, I got some diamonds.
Shit was so crazy, pick me up, nigga, I ain't even get the shirt up past the maximum shoe, need one of the shoes. Fresh ass shoe, can't even rock these bitches right now.
I got some diamond tattoos in my room right now.
Some
I love diamond tattoos. Yeah. The purposes I got, fuck, yeah, I love them shits. No cap.
You just called them bitches ugly, bro.
I know, that shit kind of hurt my feelings, bro. I ain't gonna
Nah, but you said that you had your older brothers to look up to, though. How important is the role models, do you think? Because me and Trey have this beef. Not this beef, but we always keep on talking trash about, like, why certain people change for the better and why certain people don't change, you know? Like, in the hood, why, like, what gets people changed? Like, what changes people's mindset?
See, I ain't gonna lie, see. I actually watched my own, but die. I ain't watch him die. I really did, you feel me? So, seeing him just taking his last brother just kind of changed, like, damn, I want to end up. Like,
wait, no, you seen him die in front of you?
Like, real, like, die. I was holding him, like, he real, like, died in my arms, type shit, like.
I don't know
what the situation was. I just know he had jacket out of work, came home, and I don't know what the hell happened. Shit, but I was in the high sleep. I just heard some gunshots, so shit, I come outside, yeah, like, what the hell going on? So like, everybody yelling, like, Warren just got shot. So me, before, like, it really just hit my muscle, shit, like, man, shit, y'all talking about. Like, no, my pop ain't got shot. I ain't with none of that. Go back in the high, yeah. As I'm walking in the house, my brother running out the door. So then when he hit me, like, dang, I can see it in his face, he running out the door. I'm like, man, yeah, you turn that around. Walk over there, bitch, yeah, shit. He sitting on the sofa, they got a shirt, trying to cover his chest and shit, like, we shot at. So I'm like, damn, like, fuck. Like, I I ain't even cry. You feel me? Like, it was just on shit. Like, I ain't cry until, like, when I just looked him in the eye, like, and I had to sit here and lie to him and tell him, like, hey, bro, like, you gonna make it. Like, and I knew the eye, what the outcome was gonna be. I'm like, bro, like, hold on. Like, the ambulance on the way. That would hurt me the most. You feel me? Like, having a lot of him, that would fuck me up. You feel me?
How long ago was this?
About a year ago now. Shit so crazy. Right after he died, nigga, my other home, but, like, my brother friend, which is, I ended up meeting him through my home, through my brother. Like, so he became a partner to me, too. You feel me? I know him. He ended up dying a month later after he died.
Damn.
Yeah. Shit fucked me up. I ain't gonna lie. I've been traumatized since then. You feel me? I don't mean, shit crazy.
God damn, bro. So, like, do you feel like, just imagine the trauma that, like, you're not the only one that's going through this in Fort Valley. Like, hella people in Fort Valley is going through this shit. And, like, us as students, we don't really realize what y'all be going through.
Yeah.
That, like, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, do you ever feel judged when you get around, like, college kids?
Nah, I don't feel judged. You feel me? I always tell myself, like, you could have been there. You feel me? I could have stayed in school. I could have did all that. But I was a strict nigga. I was ready to help my mom pay bills and y'all ready to do all type of shit. I ain't give a fuck with it as long as it paid. Long as it helped, you feel me? Not to see my mom cry at night. You feel me? Because, like, my mom, she never would cry in front of us. You feel me? Like, I used to always wake up in the middle of the night and hear my mom probably crying in her room or shit. I'd probably stand at the door listening, and I'd probably go in my room and go to crying. Like, oh, this shit done hurt me, like, you feel me? So, shit like that, though.
I feel you.
So, I ain't gonna lie to her, bro. I really had it hard, though, but I ain't gonna lie to her. A lot of people be at, like, when after I tell people my story and background, like, a lot of people always ask me, like, how the fuck do you deal with this shit?
Exactly.
How do you?
You feel me? Music. Shit crazy. Music. Jeez. Shit crazy. The passion I got for music. Like, if I never went through none of the shit I went through and was able to talk about the shit I can, it wouldn't be music. Like, I probably been playing football. You feel me? I probably been like my older brother playing football. Nigga was fire. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. My whole life I always want to play football. I used to always tell my brother, bitch, when I hit high school, love him trying out for the team. Right. I used to always tell his dad that. High school came, I'm still screaming. Fuck school. Man, ain't finna be in this shit no more. I was already in Quar Road, so when my seventh grade year came, we got sent to Quar Road, couldn't get out. I thought, I ain't gonna lie, I was passionate about my class, and it was just like, I was just so fucking bad. The school let me as like a little Venus or some shit. Like, I was just, yeah, so I was like, man, fuck y'all.
And I have a thing, like, do you think that segregation from, like, everybody else, did that make you have a hatred for the education system, like, in general? Like, just for, like, did that help you lose, or make you lose motivation of being in school?
Hell nah. They made me say, fuck that one teacher who kicked me out. I ain't no dumb ass nigga now. Dumb. That shit just made me say, fuck you, nigga. Every time I see you, next time you see me, bitch, I'm gonna have some money, I'm gonna throw it in your face.
Say fuck it to the camera. Say.
Fuck you. Why you mad? Oh, now, God. Remember that nigga, that bitch ass nigga named Coke Mackey. Fuck you, boy.
What did you do to get
kicked? Man, I'm gonna tell you how I went. Shit so crazy. I was bad at fucking school. So mind it, you know how the teacher tell you, like, you bad in one school, so you probably ask to go to the bathroom. They probably think you trying to skip classes and shit.
Yeah.
I'm saying, nigga, oh, I got to pee. They always say, no. Like, in the hallway, like, get out my class and shot me in the hallway up on the clock and all. Like, we used to have a clock outside our room. Bitch shot me up on the clock with my dick. So she fucked around and got down. I was on my bucket shit. I'm like, man, I ain't even pee on myself. These hoes laughing at me. Bitch ain't even saying we peed on this up in school. But crazy thing is, like, right before that happened, bro, right after this situation happened, I ended up peeing on myself because a lame ass nigga named Mr. Room and let me go to the bathroom. Go ahead, man.
So, nigga, wait, they made you piss on yourself, bro?
Huh?
They made you pee?
Man, listen. Boom. It was a girl named Renaya Pride. She was sitting behind me. And it was a girl named Talicia Taylor.
Hey, Renaya sound bad.
My homegirl, Dacia, but you got a mind in like Dacia. Remember that name, Dacia? The bitch so stupid. Like, she act like me. That's why I love her, because she act like me. Like, just don't give a damn. So I'm sitting there telling her, like, I pee, bro. Like, I pee on myself. He did. So she like, cool, like, yeah, hold it. Like, just try not to think about water falling. Man, I swear to God, right what she said today. Man, hey, Mr. Roof, like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, oh, God, I'm gonna call my mom, tell my mom, like, you feel? Nah, I'll do your work. Man, I had to sign my dad about a good 15 minutes. But I kept the leg getting wet. Daddy ain't got, now you gonna be real
cash. Nigga, how old were you, bro?
Man, black child, like 16. Good, I'll piss.
Damn,
off.
Man.
I'll piss off. Oh, man.
Nigga, it was 15, bro.
When was the last time you pissed on yourself, bro?
Real life.
When was the last time I pissed on myself? I don't know, bro. I don't remember the last time I pissed.
I just got because I was about 13 last time I pissed.
My teacher took me. I ain't gonna lie. I think about this. I remember every day I wake up. I think about every time I see his ass. I'm just still off on his ass. Like I swear to God, he probably watched me. He can be the teacher come knock on the door right now. I'm like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Room? Damn, why you seeing? Boom!
What the fuck are you
doing? You made me pee on myself. Like, yeah, bad man for the whole
life. God damn,
man,
bro.
Man, fuck me up. Man, shit. I think I was Claire Klein, like the jackass for like a year.
I know they was on your ass.
I'm already dealing with depression and shit.
That's what it is, bro. That's so true. Niggas, bro, honestly. There's no bullying when it comes to white. Like, when white people get bullied, you know, white people get bullied, niggas get joned on. And you just get joned on, and you just have to take
like
that shit.
A white person might get bullied for like one day.
Yes.
Yeah. You done.
Niggas get you joned black. On for that the whole is, year.
You was Peabody for the rest of that school year.
I can be rich right now, and somebody probably gonna get famous right after me. I'm a low key peed on this stuff.
Every time you go to the hood, the niggas is on your ass, bro. God damn, that shit is so true, bro. Niggas really just get joned up. We don't get bullied, nigga. We don't get bullied, bro.
Motherfucker don't get bullied. Why you get your ass fired?
You get your ass fired.
That's some real shit, bro.
So you were saying earlier about how you wanted to like get into real estate and just like use rap as an outlet to get out of the situation you're in right now. What are some like ways you're thinking of, or some things that you're planning on doing to help guide you towards that path?
See, ain't no lie. See, I got family members that like do real estate and shit. Yeah. So I always told myself like, you feel me? Like, even though I struggle, y'all bitch ass can help me.
Right.
Even though like that situation happened, I'm gonna just wait till like the rap shit do just take out, do get some money. You feel me? But I really gonna do it, you feel me? I'm gonna go to them. You feel me? Because they done been in a position that then. They can do that. Mm-hmm. So get advice from them.
And see, one thing that I love about your stories that you keep on talking about is how you look up to other people that are around you. You know what I mean? Like, I tell people all the time, especially like, I guess, street niggas, because we explained what a hood nigga is and street niggas is two different things. Street niggas are choosing to do that shit because there's other like, outlets. Like,
like a nigga that wake up every day and chooses every week, like, yeah, that man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you choosing that shit. You see other people around you. There's other outlets always, no matter how slums, how.
See, I always tell myself, like, the same way you got in that position, you can get out. If you feel like you're not made enough money out doing whoever the fuck you is or whatever you're doing, go try something new, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I could probably be selling weed and make 20 racks.
Right.
Thinking from the keys that weed. You crazy?
Yeah, I got
20 racks. Man, hey, Cole, hey, goddamn, hey, man, cheap man to flip these 20 racks. You feel me? I know it might take a long, you feel me? That shit 50-50. Mm-hmm. You gonna try something, like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Now, if that shit don't work now, then you feel me? Now I'm back to the block. You feel me? Right. I'm back to the block. I gotta make the 20 back. I'm gonna
take the 20 back.
Yeah, I'm back to the block, man.
Damn, bro. All right, so with all the bad shit that's happened to you, right? Do you think that you would take any of it back?
If I could, I would. You feel me? If I could have all my own blood, but you feel me? If I could pay to get them back, if it might pay.
But I say that because you wouldn't be the same person that you are to this day, though.
I mean, right? But you feel me? Who knows what I'd be doing? You feel me?
If they were still here? You feel
me? True that. I ain't gonna lie though. Like, I probably still be rapping good. Before those incidents happened, you feel me? I was still going through shit I was going through. Mm-hmm. It's just like, when they incident happened, it really went ahead and just fucked me up in the inside. Like, mm-hmm. Shit made me just look at life so different.
Right.
You feel me? Like, my brother, his best friend died. You feel me? I ended up watching my homie die. Then his other best friend ended up dying. So it was just like, man, like, what? We real life done took some losses, like, real life losses, but shit. Whatever loss you take away, you feel me?
Do you think that you're gonna be the one to stop that generational curse?
Hopefully I do. That's the goal I'm trying to complete. It's my biggest goal in life.
And the one thing I've been like that's been stunning me about this whole conversation is every time you talk about your future with music, it's I will, when this happen, I do. Like, it's never like if this or if I can get this. Everything is.
Cause if you got that if mindset, it's 50-50 cause you ain't got confidence yourself. You feel me? I ain't got a confidence. I still don't, but shit, I'm gonna show it like I do. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Just like when you playing sports, trying out for a team, when you going out for tries, you don't know if you finna make E14, you don't know if you finna get cut or not, but you finna go out here and show your ass though, like, cause you trying to get a spot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just like with me, I'm trying to get a spot in the Rock Band. I'm showing my ass every chance I get.
Mm-hmm. Have you made any connections so far?
Yeah, nigga named Paper Love had to hit me up one time. Bitch ass nigga hit me up and say, goddamn. He coming up on the song. I had posted on IG, he coming. He was like, shit, like, you hard. So I inboxed, I'm like, shit, you trying to get a feature. So I said, alright, shit, you trying to be, like, you want a feature on. So he was say, he sent the voice message back, like, nah. He was like, yeah. He was like, but I ain't really doing features right now. He was like, shit, but you give me 500, I'll do it. I sent him a voice message back, but he got me fucked up. Like, I don't pay you to get on my song. I don't need you. You dumbass, boy, I don't need you. You feel me? Like, and I ain't gonna lie though, I think that's probably why, like, I'm kind of like, people always say on fire, because I ain't never just really needed a feature. I ain't never needed a feature. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I ain't saying that to brag. It just, I feel like the reason I never needed a feature, because every song I make will always be about something I went through. You mm-hmm. feel me? So, like,
having somebody on that gonna ruin that image.
You feel me? It'll be like, you went through something, but like, when they hear my part, they gonna be tuned in, like, damn, like, he's saying some shit. Mm-hmm. They might hear your part and just be like, he went through some shit, but like, he ain't putting that format how he can. Like, you feel
right.
me?
Yeah.
So, right. like, so, is there any other, I'm not really like big on the Fort Valley scene, but like, you know, is there any other rappers that's coming out that's pretty big out of Fort Valley?
Yeah, Chino Cam.
Chino?
Y'all know that?
We know Chino. I'm talking about like outside of Chino.
Oh, outside of Chino, shit. Got my little homeboy Chelo and Chelo down.
Uh-huh.
You got Blue Anic Fat, OTM PJ. Well, Muddy PJ, we changed the name down so many times. You got Muddy PJ. You got goddamn. Who else I'm forgetting? Goddamn. Just a yammer right now that I know him for, man. Muddy PJ, Blue Anic Fat. Shit, I ain't know. If I ain't
call your
name,
shit,
don't be mad. I really can't say.
Mm-hmm. So, like, out of all you, Chino, so you said.
Me, Chino, Blue Handed Fat, Muddy PJ, got a nigga named Lil Caleb that rap. I don't know the rap name, though. That's a couple of, like, four valley really deep. Like.
Do y'all all collaborate with each other on some shit? Like, yeah, help man, each other grow?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't fuck with nigga, though. Out of all the names I just called, three of them I'm locked in with. Blue Handed Fat, Muddy PJ, Chino. Like, them the only ones. I ain't gonna say, like, ain't that wrong with the other folk, you feel me? Just like, I just don't get in that circle, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. everybody got their own crew they run with, so you feel me? Just like, I don't intervene with them, you feel me? Like,
oh, so you must have. You must have grew up with, what's his name, Chino?
Yeah, Chino.
You must have grew up with him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope, bro. That's dope. Bro. Great. So he be helping you out, like, I ain't gonna say helping you out, but like, how does that work?
Like, you feel me? I can call him up right now. Like, if I ever need something, like, to learn something from rap, you feel me? Like, I call him, like, hey, bro, like, you feel me? Like, what you feel like about this type shit? Like, how you feel like I should go about that? You feel me? He'll tell me, like, hey, then what I feel like you can do, you feel me? Like, do the hell. But then after you do that, you gotta do that. You feel me? Like, you let me know how to do shit, you feel me?
Yeah, that's what's up, bro. So, what do you have planned coming
up? We actually got a song, though.
Who, you and Chino?
Y'all released it? What you waiting for? Nice. You waiting for a mixtape or an album?
Man, after I get in there and promote, pop my shit. I'm gonna go crazy.
He said, okay. I'm gonna go crazy.
Okay.
Alright, that's shit. What you got planned then?
You talking about what that song look like?
No, what you got planned in the future, just, my guy? In general. Stacked up.
Like, after pop my shit, right? You said after you finish pushing that, you got the Chino feature. Is that gonna come out with that?
With the EP or something?
Yeah, with the EP.
Oh, hell no, I'm gonna try that to be that same.
Okay.
See, I ain't gonna lie, see. With promotion, see, like, I ain't just never do what other rap niggas did. See, like, what I did with promotion, I find out a trick that I do. So, like, most niggas are probably, like, pay for promotion. Like, since I've been rapping, I ain't paid for nothing. Like, no promotion, I don't pay for promotion. I promote my own shit myself. You feel me? Like, when I go pass out flyers and meet my team and whoever, you feel me? Like, yeah. Do what we do. I ain't, fuck, I look like paying Facebook to promote for. Not doing that. You feel me? Like, cause I feel like I like to interact with people. You feel me? Yeah. I like to sit down and talk to folks. You feel me? So, like, hell, man, I ain't feeling like, hell, man. Nah. So what I started doing was like, boom, like, most niggas will drop an EP, pay for it, promote, do their promotion they own, so do what they do, you feel me? And just let it be, then they'll drop some new shit. So what I did was like, I dropped my first EP, then I started rapping for like 2 years, then I ended up coming back, dropping the album. After I dropped the album, they were like, oh shit, like, boy, you hard, but like, boy, you gotta keep driving. So you got some part like, fuck that, I got some for that. I fucked around and dropped a song. I dropped Fred Prince. After I dropped Fred Prince, I did pop my shit. So I said, boom, when I start finding out promotion for it, I did what I'm finna do. I'm finna drop promotion. When I drop pop my shit, I'm finna drop the song. Drop the song for, I ain't gonna shoot no video, I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm gonna just drop the song, see how that go from there. After I seen everybody start fucking with, I got to make it a video. Let's do it. So I fucked around and posted the video. Like, I didn't post the official video, I posted a snippet. Mm-hmm. Went crazy, everybody on the channel and shit. So what mm-hmm. I did was, instead of dropping that official video that I posted, I did the stand up mic what was on.
Yeah,
I killed that with stand up mic. So I'm like, damn, like he was just gonna drop a video, how the hell he, you feel? So, after I get done promoting with the stand up mic shit, that's when I'm gonna drop the official video.
Okay.
But you gotta think about it. People like, I can post a song, but they be like, damn, I already see the nigga, like, I already see the nigga video, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Cause feel me, niggas will look at a video before they look at your song.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I probably go, like, you probably rap, but you also do this. But you posted more of this on your Instagram. I tap in with this before I tap in with your music. Then what I see first, I see visuals. Then what I see. That's just how people work. Like, I can post a song right now. You get plays and they do what they do. Mm-hmm. I drop that video, the video gonna have more plays and everything else than that one song. Mm-hmm. That is. Shit crazy.
So you feel like that's why that on the foot ground promotion worked better?
Yeah,
that's because you got your face with it.
You got your face, you got your own face color with it.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like about it.
Mm. So you got any performances or anything lined up?
Man, hey, I got a show right after I leave.
You got a show?
Yeah.
Nigga, why are we riding with you, bro?
Fuck,
how many? Okay, let's say life. Yeah, bro, we gonna slide, we gonna record and everything. So where is it at?
Club called True.
True.
Is that is that one of the Robins or the one right there downtown?
Nah, downtown.
Yeah, right there next to goddamn.
I'm finna go and this bitch go crazy. What y'all doing?
We gonna slide. I'm recording everything, bro.
Slide.
All right, bitch. What time is it gonna start?
Shit, man, shit. I'm black, bro. I ain't never been on time for shit. I'm about to die. Bitch, I'm late to my funeral. It's like, man, that nigga body so fucked up. We got 2 hours. I'll be late to my funeral.
So what time are you supposed to be there?
Man, shit, who? Don't put no time on me.
No way.
When I motherfucking come here, shit. When I come. I ain't gonna lie, I gotta stop doing shit like that, though, because I do be realizing, like.
You gotta be more professional.
I get that shit from my brothers, though, bro. Cause
yeah,
like,
you gotta be more professional.
I be trying to be professional, but it's just like, they so hard about it. They might, like, yo, ass geeking, bro. Like, what the fuck you going early for? Ain't no hold on. I'm like, you just going. So they be getting in my head and shit. I be like, shit, I be there, right? Shit, we just gonna hold out back. 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Let me see. Man, 12 o'clock again, we already at the high drinking foot. Don't nobody want to go to the club.
No, nobody.
But you going, hey, you going tonight, though.
Ooh, you. I go to every one of them. Drink in.
But I'm saying, but you performing tonight.
Right.
Okay.
We going to stop. That's what I think. We come to go. That bitch blowing. That bitch blowing.
Hey, bro, we love to see it, bro. We gonna see you tonight, bro. No cap, yeah. Bro.
Yes,
yeah,
question though for y'all.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, come on.
What made y'all decide to start this? Like, what was the goal behind this?
All right, so Mill had his shit.
I'm gonna explain my shit. You explain your shit. Go.
All right, so I had this thing called a listening party, right? Because all my homies in high school, they was rapping. I was rapping too, but like, I ain't had nothing to talk about. You feel me? Like, all I was talking about was fucking bitches. So I was like, man, they ain't don't wanna listen to this shit. So I stopped. And but I built.
Who listen to fucking bitches? Oh, you got a million Pusha T niggas out there. Before
Pusha T,
you
got to
think about it. Like, nigga had Gucci,
Boosie.
He talking about Pusha
T.
LL Cool J.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But that, like, that's all I was talking about. And I ain't, but in low key, I ain't want that to be my image. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts. That one won't make shit music like
yeah.
That. Mm-hmm. Cause I don't, even though I live that lifestyle, I ain't trying to push that shit. You feel me?
Yeah, right.
I ain't what I'm looking for. Like, I ain't gonna lie though, I do drop the old music hand up. You feel me? That just cause my brothers don't force me to, like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be wanna talk shit like, you gotta look me in my face, these motherfuckers real life forcing me. Like, man, why y'all talking thug shit, man? They want y'all to cry and shit. That shit be fucking with me, like, I be like, damn, like, the fuck you mean, crying shit, man? Shit, we done went through days, man.
Yeah,
bro,
shit.
Hey, check me.
But yeah, so like, I had, it was called Listening Party. I would just like, promote other people's stuff, and then, like, when it comes to music and fashion and shit, and anything in the hip-hop culture, and then I had met Million here, and he was doing the YouTube, and I'm gonna let him explain his little YouTube channel.
All right, so I have my little YouTube. My name is Million, bro. Like, am I in government name?
Really?
Yes, sir.
Like, real life?
Real life, bro.
If you pull out his license, that shit will say million Connelly Cooper.
Hey, that ain't gonna lie to that hard. That hard.
And so with my YouTube, I was just like, I want to talk to a million people. And so that's what I want to do before I die.
That's hard. But you know how hard it is for your man to be million if you had a debt? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to talk to a million people. Like,
yeah, bro. I like having conversations with people. Like, that's one thing I will say, like, that I get joy out of. Like, I don't get tired of doing that shit.
See, I ain't gonna lie to you. I be fucking up conversations to a big girl to ask me about, like, your past shit. I ain't gonna lie, damn, like.
Bro, you was perfect today, bro.
You been perfect.
You was perfect today,
feel,
bro.
Like, you feel like if I tell somebody that, just throw the whole conversation, like, I'm like, damn, bro, like, bitch, you 20.
Nah, your whole life. But that's one thing that we have to learn to do. Is like not judge nobody, you know? So our podcast is No Judgment and Rappers. We just want to talk to y'all and actually get the deeper aspect. Like you said, like you just went through your past, your ideals, what you believe in. You know what I mean? So that's really what Listening to Millions is about. So
like you encompassed everything that we try to do. Like you told us about yourself, a few funny stories, like everything that we try to do. Like we talked about your music, but we sit here and ask, yo, why'd you drop this album, or what album you gonna have coming? Like, that's not really the focus of what
we want to get to know you, bro.
We want to get to know who is Low Key Quan.
Yeah.
And that's Listening to Millions, bro. That's our podcast.
See, I always tell people though, like, because I hate opening up, like, cause, like, when I do, like, I kind of find myself like just jarring again. I'd be like,
but that's why I'm telling you, you need, although it is definitely a negative connotation behind it, but I think therapy will help you, bro. Or some type of outlet aside from drugs. Just talking.
I always tell myself, like, therapy, bro, like, why you trying to tell my mama how I feel? Like, she's looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, why
don't you talk? Because I was doing the same thing, though. Like, I was talking to my mom. I call my mom every day whenever I felt down. But whenever I talk to her, she like, She go tell my sister, like, your little brother losing it. He crazy.
You feel me? Like, they never gonna put you on medicine and shit. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. My mama had put me on medicine.
Yeah.
You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. I got two uncles that, like, you feel me? I ain't kind of right. You feel me? But I always told myself, like, bro, like, I knew what was going on. I used to tell my mama, I ain't finna keep taking this. I can be like my uncle. You feel me? Cause I feel like ain't nothing wrong with my uncles. I just feel like it's just a show where you just gotta understand. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I look at it. You feel me?
Yeah,
I feel you, bro. And I don't think medicine is the way. And if anything, I'm talking about you doing therapy. I haven't done therapy myself. Nigga, if you want, we could go sit in that bitch together, nigga. Fuck it.
Damn, if I go do therapy, I'm going that bitch with a ball of Hennessy. A zipper weed.
Okay.
And we can talk.
We need to figure it out, bro. For real. Cause
after we had it talk, I gotta forget everything I said by the mall, bro, that's not the way
you gotta learn to cope with it, bro. That's why I asked you that question. I said, dude, would you take any of the bad stuff that happened away from you? You gotta realize where you are right now is meant to be, bro.
See, I ain't gonna lie though, if I could take all the bad shit that happened away from me, I swear to God I would.
But you
would. I still have my own boy. I still have my auntie, my granddad. I still have everybody I love. You feel me? Eventually, we're going to die one day. But then, you feel me? I just feel like it just would have been that soon.
All right. So, tell me something. Right now, what is good about you right now? Shit. Like, what's going good in your life right now?
Shit. Like, to be for real, I'm be honest. You ain't going to cap it down. Shit. You feel me? Like, all this shit look good. You feel me? But deep down inside, like, I'm still a human. You feel me? I still go through shit. You feel me? But shit just look like that. You feel me? Like, I'm still dealing with shit. But that's why I say, like, I really just hate rock, because, like, I got an image I got to keep up with now.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I'm trying to be somebody. It's like, I'm fighting to be somebody versus who I really am.
Yeah.
They're like, damn, like, I'm this. Like, people want that.
Right.
So it's like, I got to get them that to be this. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I ain't just fucking with for real, but
I feel like when you realize, I think everybody's gonna have this point in time where they realize, like, when you really pop off, bro, you're gonna realize and accept, like, you know what? Everything bad happened for a reason, bro.
You can try and sign me right now for a million. Like, I probably wouldn't even smile, like, you feel me? Like, cause I always think, like, damn, like, I wish I could have had that million before they died. Like, cause if I had the money back then, we wouldn't even been in that position. They wouldn't even been in that position to even die. Like, Cause they would have been nowhere around that. We'd have been somewhere doing other shit. You feel me? That's how I feel about it. You feel me?
It sounds like you need to find some happiness, though, bro. You need to find some happiness, though, bro. You, and I guarantee you can find some happiness, bro.
Hey, like, I used to always tell myself, I'm going to just get a girlfriend. Like,
I guarantee you, nigga, that ain't the fucking answer.
Me and him, because both, that's not the answer.
I promise you that shit's going to make it worse.
That's the issue.
I used to always tell myself, like, I'm going to get a girl. I used to always tell myself, like, I'm going to get me a girl. Like, I'm going to just start going on dates and traveling more. Like, you feel me? We're going to start doing a lot of shit. So I'm going to try to help myself to forget shit. But I always told myself, like, man, I can't put my all in no bitch and she do me wrong. I'm going to kill her.
That's some real shit, though. Nigga, it's like, bro, you put so much trust in. You give it so much power and weight to somebody. What you say?
Y'all evil.
Cheating? What the fuck?
They cheat.
Bro, you got to realize.
What you mean? They cheat? You cheat too?
I never cheated on anybody.
Man, all women cheat. You just might not consider it cheating. You just might
D ain't cheating.
I can
guarantee you.
This one I can attest for. D 100% solid.
Yeah, maybe not the time somebody told me, I guarantee you, bro, she the right one, bro. Like, you feel me? I grew up with her. She ain't like, and the next day, they don't fuck with another nigga. They don't piss off crying.
She'll drop a nigga. She'll drop a nigga before she cheat.
Oh, my mama was deep.
Man, that's just like, I had just met this little woman, but everybody was like, I get everybody had been trying to fuck me. I fucked right in, I hopped on the bed, you hear me, hot now, and I was going straight.
Yeah.
Whole time the bitch in a relationship with me, with a whole other nigga, she got two relationships going on right now. Yeah. But I knew it was something though, cause like, it was like, I was just so blind to see it, like, I couldn't post a bit. Mm-hmm. Every time we go somewhere, she always get on some funny shit, like, then like, she do some weird shit, like, somebody call my phone. So she'll, you call that phone, let me see your phone. Mm. But I used to tell myself, like, well, you always asking for my phone. It's a reason. Because, like, you trying to kick me before I get you. I tell myself, bitch, you trying to kick me before I get you, bro. We're like, I'm not going for that. Like,
hey, bro. And this is why I say cheating is worse when it, because men don't open up to men for real. Yeah. You know, we have women for our outlets, whether that's good or bad. It is what it is. Yeah. So when, like, when a nigga opens up,
like,
yeah,
you can't go to your home because these niggas gonna go to laughing. Why you goofy? You tell me fuck.
Nigga, I know you ain't crying. We have somebody to open up to, we feel like we could trust. And then once they cheat, it's like, damn, I can't even trust you. I can't trust nobody. That's some real shit, though.
I mean, so I ain't gonna lie. Energy to cheat,
I'm a loving person, so like, I know, like, when I love you, bitch, I love you, she don't let me.
Cheating takes too much.
Who? Cheating take what?
It takes too
much. Man, cheating don't take me to pull your damn pen out and get fucked. That's all cheating take.
All right, cheating take too much.
I don't think D like that.
Oh, D like that one.
I think D solid.
Hey, D almost said something.
I ain't gonna say, listen, I ain't gonna say you like that, bro. I'm just saying, like, these type of women
I
have dealt with.
I agree. People are like that.
Yeah, you gotta, maybe you need to change. Maybe you just need to change.
Not to get out of your friends.
Like, so I do. I'm being honest.
When I met somebody, you with your friend. I'm going to walk the other way.
Not here.
I'm going to take it all
the way. I'm going to go the other way.
So like, my one friend, she doesn't care. Like, she'll fuck a nigga and then the next day she'll have another nigga in her house. Like,
she going to have that shit. Her ass will be dead in 10 years. She be dying of age slow.
She gonna be dying.
She be dying of age slow, like real life. Hey, hell, like, you need to tell her. That's where you go wrong at, cause if you're a real friend, you'll tell her. Like,
I did.
And low key, you gotta chill, but that's what got the baby canceled, bro.
You can't lose shit.
The baby didn't. So he got damn morality and all that. When what Cowboy said, he went out there with a fucking bank bomb. I started looking at him like a rapper. He feel me hard, but it's just like, nigga, look at you as a comedian, like, you wanna be funny and shit. It's just like DC trying to be a rapper. Bitch, you funny hell.
But when
you
tried that shit, his music was hard.
But niggas just not gonna tune in because he already known for one thing.
That's true.
They just like Major 9 played football. Niggas didn't know who the fuck Major 9 was. Niggas didn't even know he played football.
I know Major.
He dropped the song. Not all the bitches know him. Like.
Yeah.
So he known for making music. Like, that what he popped on. He didn't pop because of football. He popped because of rap.
But you know what it sounds like, bro? It sounds like you need to change your women, the choice in women.
Who's
trying somebody? Man, listen
here.
D-Hope,
like,
that nigga getting on your ass.
D-Hope,
But for real, like you say, your intentions be just to fuck.
Getting on that.
Ain't gonna lie, that's how you gotta be with these dudes. See, ain't gonna lie.
Those are the type of people that you attract.
Then what the fuck I attract? Cause I probably attract some good women. Just going through shit I dealt with. Like every time I get in a relationship, I get fucked up. So, bitch, I'm scared to get.
You know why I said us, cat, bro?
Who?
Are you fucking big girls? Cause they're the most loyal people out here, bro. Big girls are the most loyal people out here by default.
What's your type?
They're the most loyal people out here by default.
See, that's the thing about me. Like, I don't have a type. I ain't gonna say like I like a thick bitch. I do like a thick bitch.
I'm talking about BBW, bro.
So y'all not coloristic.
Right? I don't care, bitch, you can be blue if you don't lie to me, you don't cheat, you keep it real. I love you. I don't like white girls.
Oh
man, listen, man.
What you say, though, Keith?
You must say y'all must have hit lyrics in the song. I can't scream about a bitch I was looking for love when nobody else cared for me. Man, I'm tired of looking for love. Every time I tell a bitch, like, you feel me?
Is that a bar?
That's a bar.
Repeat that.
I can't scream about no bitch I was looking for love when nobody else cared for me. I was broke with emotion, I hope down nose, my heart getting colder again. I was dealing with pain, I was battling demons, I feel your love get in. I'm toxic, you love it, that's why we keep fucking, but I'm trying to fuck with your friend.
See, when I said that,
most people probably thought like, oh, he said he trying to fuck with a big friend, he on some whole shit. He's like, nah, like, I picked the wrong friend, because when I said, oh, I ain't seeing you, I seen some, but you feel me, like, dude, I should have went for, because like, when I see her with niggas, like, you feel me, like, I probably see a big friend, like, her friend probably, she doing the right shit that a nigga want. Whole time, bitch, you dying. I got my homeboy, keep coming back telling me they folk too. And you come around, you being like.
I had a guy tell me that one time, though.
Boy, you just gave me the sauce. I ain't gonna care. Next time I'm trying to fuck with somebody's friend.
I'm using that shit on you. I see some of you, I ain't seeing her.
That's what the problem, I wish I was seeing you. Ooh, he just put me down.
I tell him, I probably say, I'm fucking with you. But you probably ain't shit. We probably ain't fucked. This man is hurt, bro. God damn. Real, like, we probably ain't fucked and all. Like, that happened. I can't stop that. You probably caught feeling, but I didn't. It might be on shit. Like, I might see your friend. I like the way she move. You feel me? I like the way she act.
Right.
So I might fuck around and follow fuck. I probably don't even want to fuck her as fast as I want to fuck you. You feel me? Probably on shit. Like, I'm ready to go on date with her. I'm ready to go sit down and eat somewhere. You feel me? Like, shit like that. Like, if a nigga sit here and tell you, like, oh, bro, you can't, he lying. I don't think he think like this. Like, you probably got a nigga right now you fucking with. I was looking at your friend right now. I ain't gonna say, like, this if you're a bad person. Like,
Trey, look in the camera.
I ain't gonna say niggas just, don't take it wrong when I say niggas do that.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta be a bad female for a nigga to do it. Like, you feel me? Like, you gotta be that goddamn, you feel me? Like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, they like me. I don't give a fuck if you cheat or not, just be honest, tell me you cheat. Bitch don't have me in my room pissed off making songs and shit lying, and no, cause I know in a bit, right, it's so bad to the point I'm a realist, so like a bitch might cheat on me but I ain't got proof. I mean, you feel me, what the fuck you do until I get some proof on you, look, you want.
You don't want you to do it. I know I can't prove it. I can't prove this shit when you get in court, you kill somebody, you gotta prove when you do it, right? You feel me, like she got, she gonna prove she ain't cheat. Why? Cause I ain't got no video, I ain't got no tape, no nothing. So you want now the day I get proof, I'm gonna do me that same night. Then we gonna fuck out, check out, you say she do that. Now when I come back and we have our little talk and you wanna sit down and you wanna decide you wanna be a fucking wrong woman, we have our talk, you have to be done called me child and lame and all that, we gonna have our talk. I'm gonna tell you. Hey, you made me fucking that nigga's school, so like, I ain't gonna call you. I'm like, damn, we just want a nigga, like, how y'all in my face doing it? See, when I got the proof, I'm gonna pop my shit. I'm gonna be pissed off. I'm gonna throw you out too, like, you probably like, fucking know that. But you probably won't lie, cause you feel like I don't know a name. Man, I ain't even talking about, he done some, all right, who the fuck Trey is? Like, oh, you don't remember him? Like, he like, oh, you don't remember Trey? Get a bit pissed off.
That was before you knew me, shit. Bro, this, you are explaining this to the T. This has happened to you.
That's why I say you gotta, you gonna have to smoke that blunt and forget about this shit.
When I leave out of it, I forget I said all that.
But I'm telling you, that's not healthy, but man.
What are you?
It ain't healthy to forget about it.
If it wasn't healthy, they wouldn't sell it.
Yeah, if it wasn't healthy, they wouldn't.
But what I'm saying is it's impossible to forget about it. You're not going to forget about it. Unless you got a disease, nigga.
Give me a bottle of Henny and a blunt right now. I forget about it for a couple hours.
For a couple hours, it's coming back.
And that helps. I'm good with it. I'm fine about it. I swear I'm good.
We're going to have to talk about it more, bro. Because I'm telling you, bro, that's not the way to go. Bro.
This ain't it, man. We definitely going to have you back, bro.
Man, have me back doing what?
Talking.
Oh,
damn, you got disrespectful.
Oh,
no. Oh,
listen,
I was
saying.
Like, damn, nigga, shit.
Nah, listen.
I thought we had a good combo.
I thought you saying, like, hey, you back in your happy place. You can't put in that place. I ain't never been there. Damn, I don't know what it feel like to just really be happy. I grew up being angry as fuck. Like, I really like Jay. Every day I used to wake up, I used to be mad as fuck. Like, I don't know what it feel like to be happy for real. Like, you probably think I'm happy right now. But I ain't really pissed off. Ready to smoke.
Let's let this nigga smoke, bro. Let's let this nigga smoke, bro. We gonna go to your show tonight, bro. We gonna go to your show tonight, and shit, we gonna get lit with you, bro.
What time you hopping on stage? Like 12?
I know. I'm gonna get take about 10 shots, and then do show. Like whenever I just get drunk, blood, they be like, yeah, I'm ready.
Thank y'all for tuning in with listening to Millions.
We got our boy Low Key Quan with us. He sat down, and gave us a great episode. Thank you for coming to sit down with us, bro.
For sure. Hey, yo, like, he fucking watch this shit. I'm like, man, that man lit that baby up by 10.
I told you he was making out with the blunt, bro. All right, we're going to let this man smoke, man. We're going to
let him smoke his blunt, bro. We out. Low Key Quan.
For sure. It's good.